This is the Dry Bean Scene. The Dry Bean Scene is brought to you by Gowan Company, SRS Commodities, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Heads Up Crop Protectants, and Johnstown Bean Company. As growers are navigating another season of weather extremes, U.S. Pulses Association board member Eric Jorgensen of Leeds, North Dakota, says the industry is keeping a close eye on conditions.
Some of the issues we've been having is we've had a lot of rainfall. We've got a fair amount of drought out, and then we've gotten some hail too that has affected a good portion of the dry beans. There is some that got totaled out from the hail and some that just received some extensive damage. Other fields that escaped the hail actually look really good other than the drought out from the excessive rain. Yeah, I think there should be some strength in the edible bean market. The pinto beans is what we have out here. And that's what I'm looking forward to anyway. I think that price is going to get better.
Jorgensen says building demand remains a top priority.
Well, we've been working on a number of different things. We've been working on getting pinto beans or edible beans a program crop. We've been working with and working out some insurance issues, getting better coverage for them. Been working with, again, markets in different areas of all over the world, actually. And we're always doing a number of different things all at the same time. Yeah, yes, it absolutely is a big part of it. And we're fortunate that we've got these crops that we're raising here that can, supply that demand that the healthy consumer definitely needs.
The Dry Bean Scene is brought to you by Gowan Company, SRS Commodities, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Heads Up Crop Protectants, and Johnstown Bean Company.